You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I told you to be prepared, Corey Majors. Presto changeo. It is done. Adam Schefter says the Browns have named Joe Flacco as their week one starting quarterback. I told you it was imminent.
You're like Scar from The Lion King. Be prepared.
Oh, no. I hope I would never murder someone.
Well, I didn't say like completely like him, just with the song.
Okay.
Be prepared.
Is it the worst song in that movie?
Flacco's the worst option at quarterback.
Worse than Pickett? He's better option than Kenny Pickett, isn't he?
You're right. My apologies.
Okay. Now, for the Texas Rangers, and I understand the logic of they have given up more runs than they have scored.
Therefore, losses have happened.
That is a fair point. But the Rangers win yesterday to break a four-game losing streak and grabbed just their second win in the last 10 games. Now, while all of this is going on, we also had the report floated over the weekend by Rosenthal that the Rangers put John Gray out there on waivers and nobody picked him up because they didn't want to take what I believe would be about $3 million remaining of his contract. And then he goes on the he's dealing with nerve irritation. And now all of a sudden you've gone from, with all of this happening, is John Gray done with the Rangers? I know he didn't get claimed, but I'm saying now with nerve irritation, like.
Yeah. And he has 10 years service in the league. So what does that mean? You're fully vested with the league.
Correct.
Which allows you to say thank you for baseball. I appreciate my time here, and I'm still going to be paid. I don't know what the number is actually, but it sounds, if I remember correctly, it's a significant number to us poors. Whenever it comes to that, so that like he can feel comfortable with that. I'm going to refer back to this a lot probably just because there are three different people with interesting storylines. Travis Frederick in The Wall 2.0 says that he, during the time that he was out with Guillain-Barré syndrome, he said he started to see life after football and he could see being okay with it. And that's why when he was like, I got one more chance to go be that guy I was again. And then I was cool. That was a great closure for me.
Yeah.
And I wonder with John Gray, I don't think he got closure here if that's the case. But he has spent a lot of time dealing with some injuries that have stunk And I wonder if he's comfortable with it because he has a lot of different interests in life. Yes. Like, this is a dude that with his, he's a very unique man.
He's great to talk to.
Dude, he's awesome to talk to. He really is. Whether you're just talking off record, just, you know, chatting with him or on record, he's really fun to talk to. But that the injury kind of pops up weirdly. Why they put him on waivers? Can you put an injured player on waivers? I feel like that's a weird thing.
So this is going to be the argument.
Or is
right?
that story just kind of in a weird place?
Well, I think the argument's going to be in a warm-up or something like that. Then he started suffering from nerve irritation after. And, like, that might be legitimately what happened. I have no idea. But another thing to go along with this, and I definitely hope that G-Bag, I believe, will get the opportunity to ask Chris Young that question today, is one of the things that Rosenthal dropped in his piece that I was like, wait, what? Is that the Rangers are already believed to be under the $241 million luxury tax threshold. And so I would have assumed that this move would have been done to drop after what they did at the trade deadline, to drop back below that. But then this doesn't help. What a lot of fans think is that the ownership group got their World Series and has gone back to being cheap. Mm-hmm. And if they were just moving on from John Gray, it would have just been, hey, I want to save myself $3 million, which I get is a lot of money for regular human people. But when you're trying to get below the $241 million threshold and your club is worth $1 billion, you're probably like, why don't you just go ahead and keep him and let's see if we can ride it through on this season.
Yeah. So how does it say how much below? Did he say how much?
No.
And they're believed to be below.
Exactly. And okay. That's why, well, obviously you always got to listen to the G-Bag Nation. They got Chris Young on today. I'm hoping that they can get some clarification from him. And I know he's going to be like, well, I don't want to be into specifics, but I think the question can be as simple as, are you above or below the luxury tax threshold? Okay. And hopefully if we make the question like that, that can get answered.
And if you are a certain amount, can you use that money in any way?
Sure, because this is the John Gray situation is the exact scenario in which you could do this, because teams didn't want to pick up John Gray for whatever reason. Maybe you just didn't think he was effective enough to pay the $3 million. But let's say another team had their version of John Gray and you were like, that is exactly what I need. And you're $3.1 million below the luxury tax threshold. Then you could pick him up. And the only thing you're eating there is the money. And it's not your money. It's not my money. And you'd still be below the threshold. So it wouldn't impact the future.
Mm-hmm. From our standpoint, I think most important is we hope the best for his health. Like that, I think from our perspective and from the Rangers perspective, you know, obviously the health is there as well.
Right.
You know, hopefully it's not something that's too severe that can be a real problem for him for a long time. But in addition to that, they see the benefit of that financially. And it's tough. These are business decisions I wouldn't want to make, dude. Whenever I got guys that I really care about and all those things.
So the question is twofold with this then. Are the Rangers doing this because they just don't think he's effective enough? Or is it because they need to shed some?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Money. I, unfortunately, of the opinion that maybe they just don't think he's been effective enough.
I mean, yeah, he hasn't been.
And you look at what happened on Saturday, and when your numbers are comparable with a position player coming into pitch, that's never a good
sign. Kevin, you've kind of been standing on your idea of why Adolis would be traded was because of something Chris Young said, and that was regarding the future.
Right.
And does he play into our plans for the future? If not, do we go ahead and start giving somebody else those opportunities, a Cole Wynn type or somebody else, those opportunities to pitch? That idea of, well, let him go do something else. So like that's where I kind of feel that this falls into that. But yeah, he has not, when he got here, his best year was his first, a 3.96 ERA. And since then, you know, we got a great contribution in 23 from him in the World Series. That's it, you know. And then, like you said, this year's been tough. This has just been tough with the injury and spring training and everything along the way.
And I think that's one of the things that people have argued is that these Rangers have been loyal potentially to a fault with some of the people who contributed in 2023. Mm-hmm. I get it. That's a tough argument to make. It's like, hey, you helped us win our first World Series. We're just going to move on from all of you. I understand that. In the meantime, they have other issues as well. So
name one.
So, well, Sam Haggerty's ankle being problematic again. And I will stop at one because you said one.
Look at you.
Look,
he's learned.
I have learned over the years what you were hoping to hear. Now, here's another big problem that the Rangers run into, and I'm going to stick with the offense, even though I understand all things Robert Garcia are concerning for our fan base since the beginning of the month, and we were tracking this last week, and then you came to the disastrous appearance. Not just for him, but for a couple people on Friday. Robert Garcia has given up a run in 5 of his last 7 appearances. Mm-hmm. He is 0-for-3 in save situations this month and has a 12.6 ERA in the 7 games this month.
Yes.
All of that, terrible, terrible, terrible. And that's why a big chunk of why you lost Friday's game.
Yes.
But I don't want to let the offense off the hook.
Nope.
So, on average, and this probably makes sense, MLB teams get significantly better as they face a pitcher throughout the game.
Yes.
All right. First time through the order, pitchers across Major League Baseball are giving up an OPS of 703.
Okay.
Second time, 731.
That's better.
Third time,
for
the hitters, not the pitcher. Third time, 756.
Okay.
All right. The first number, 703. Rangers first time up against a pitcher, their OPS is 678.
Not good.
That's 25 points below league average. Mm-hmm. Consider this. The further you go through it, the bigger gap they have below league average. So they're 25 points below league average the first time they see a pitcher. Second time, more. Third time, even more than that. So the Rangers do improve, but they improve incrementally compared to the rest of the league.
So they're not league average.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're below league average, and then they're worse the second time and worse the third time compared with the rest of Major League Baseball. So I'm not saying that offense alone is why you lost Friday. Obviously, it is not. But if you're looking for another example of all the problems that this offense has had, that stat right there, I think, is pretty devastating.
And to kind of explain that, I mean, things get easier the more you do them, right? Like, so this is what I'm saying with the hitting the same pitcher multiple times in a game. The more you see it, the more you get used to and understand his delivery, his speeds, the way, the sequencing he might go to, where, you know, something he might like that you saw. And so that happens. So that's why that matters so much. I heard Jared talking about Robert Garcia this morning, Kevin, and the reality of him is just the pitches that he made earlier in the season, he's not making now.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you can trust him in not only high leverage situations, but any leverage situations from here on. Other than we said the same thing about Leclerc and Smores a couple of years ago, and Boach was like, yeah, I'll show you guys. But yeah, doesn't it feel like time to shorten that bench just a little bit? But who do I trust to go in there and do the job whenever I've given Maton the opportunity and he gave up the booty? And I don't know. It's just Evaldi and DeGrom. That's it, guys.
Well, and
throw Leiter in there as my closer.
And then the other issue with Evaldi and DeGrom, and it's not specifically about Evaldi and DeGrom, but even when DeGrom was lights out, he was lights out for five innings.
Yep.
Like, that's just the nature of starting pitching. If you get six innings, good for you. If you get more than that, wow, what a heck of an effort that you've had. So you're going to be heavily relied on your bullpen. And all of a sudden, I know people like to bring up, oh, you're only two games back, three games back. All of a sudden now, you're 5.5 games back. But then the other problem is you would have to leapfrog not one, not two, but three teams to get into the wild card. So when you were talking about this road trip, I mean, it pretty much feels like it has to start, well, yesterday and continue today.
It started yesterday, Kevin. I know you don't believe.
Okay.
But I believe.
I will admit.
Do you believe, Alec?
I always believe.
See?
In my heart.
I see.
When we were in the World Series, Kevin said he didn't believe.
No, that is not true. That is definitely not
true. He was like,
true.
I don't think it's us in the World Series. He didn't believe it.
I disagree with that, but I will admit at this moment in time, I so hope I'm wrong, but this is a team that's tough to believe that now is the magical run.
Why?
Because they just keep losing every time you think they've got momentum. Why are you mad at me? Why aren't you mad at them?
Because this is a season, Kevin. This is full season. I don't know exactly how that works, but I'm going to use that. From the 817, they're playing your show at a neighborhood Walmart that I'm at.
Hey,
Walmart, what's going on? Neighborhood Walmart, that means that they don't have all the things that Walmart has, I believe.
It's usually they don't have as many of the non-food things, right? Like, they have the food that you want. But you can't, like, go buy eight shirts there at the same time.
From the 806, I didn't believe until I heard Mike Bassick's pregame speech. Kevin, that might be why I believe. I re-believe because of Mikey B.
Well, you know what?
Giving him the speech the business.
Here's what I say about that. That was a sanitized version of the speech.
Kind
of
weak. I dare him to call in and do a real
Come
version
on the
of
show
it.
And do the real version
I
of it.
I dare you. You don't have the balls.
Mike. Go Rangers!
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.